Amen. I appreciate the Lord. We're just we're blessed to be able to have one more gathering. I feel like this time, this side of eternity, we never know when things will change in this life, but we do know that God never changes. So things can change drastically in our homes, in our churches, in our lives, seemingly overnight, just like a blink. But I can tell you this: God never changes. Aren't you glad for that? And I know there's folks that have went through some tragic things in this world, in this life. But folks, hang on. It won't be long. Eternal life is going to be ours. We're going to step over and have no more sorrow, no more tears. And how many is looking forward to that? Praise God. I tell you. And I agree, as Brother Russell said, you know, we need to be a witness, a light to somebody in this world. And folks, it's time to let people know. It's time to get ready. Somebody said, well, I've heard that preached forever. Noah preached 120 years. It's going to rain, too. You know what happened? One day it rained. And in spite of what they do, what? A lot of rain. In spite of what they thought and didn't see and didn't expect, it still rained. And I tell you, the Lord's coming again. How many believes it? Believe it or not, He's coming. He said, I'm coming in the twinkling of an eye. That's pretty quick, isn't it? So I'm looking for Him, and I'm expecting Him, but I'm going to work while I'm here. And folks, I believe you can be looking up Matthew chapter 14. I guess we're preaching to the church this weekend. Matthew chapter 14. I firmly believe the church. When I say church, I'm not talking denomination. I'm talking about the blood-bought church. How many knows that there's a blood-bought church out there? Blood of Christ, doesn't matter what we call ourselves over the door. It matters if we're born again. If we're not born again, we're not part of it. No matter if we call ourselves Pentecostal, it doesn't matter. We're not part of it. But this to be said, I think we need to realize this. The church is alive and well. The devil will try to convince us that the church is weak and not what the church ought to be. But I can tell you right now, the church is alive. Can I have another witness out there? Praise God. Sure, there have been some times we backed up from God, but I can tell you right now, God is still in control. He's still going to have a body. He's still going to have somebody praise Him. And I can tell you right now, the rocks don't need to worry about me. I can cry out for myself. Can't you? Anybody here able to praise Him? Praise God. Matthew chapter 14, if you would stand with us. Good to have you. Good to have our visitors with us. Praise God. Thankful for what the Lord's doing. Verse 15 in chapter 14 of Matthew. And when it was evening, His disciples came to Him saying, this is the desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go to the villages and buy themselves victuals. Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give you them to eat. Glory to God. And they say unto Him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Glory to God. And He said, bring them hither to Me. And He commanded the multitude to sit down in the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to His disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. Let's pray. Father, I praise You. I thank You for this service. We ask that You anoint us to preach Your word. If there be one here tonight that doesn't know You, we pray that You will speak to their hearts. Lord, lift us up as we lift You up. Strengthen the church. We realize that the weary times come, that maybe we're distracted, maybe discouraged, and convinced that we're not able to be what You want us to be. But Father, tonight, move in this mist tonight. Encourage us, strengthen us in this mist, and we'll praise You for it. Anoint us to preach, and we'll give You honor in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. Now, I'm afraid we live in a day today, as I said earlier about the church, that the devil has almost, now I'm not preaching to verify to lift up the devil, but let's get some foundation of where we're at. If we're not careful, he will convince us that we can't be where we need to be with God. maybe convince us that the power of God doesn't work like he used to. Can I have a witness? Maybe have us in a position to say that it's too late, that there's no way that God's going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost. Anybody with me? I could got news for you right now. All those comments I just said are not true. In spite of what the devil might say. And I tell you, folks, I believe in a movement of the Holy Ghost. Anybody with me? I believe and I realize that on the day of Pentecost, something happened in that upper room that has forevermore changed this world. Now, I say this. You don't have to act like me. You don't have to step out in maybe some waters like I might be in sometimes in a spiritual walk. But I can tell you this. You're going to have to believe that he's real. Anybody here believe? Praise God. We find here the disciples and Jesus was gathered. And it was in a desert place. It was dry. Can I tell you right now? It doesn't matter how dry it might seem. When God comes by, he has a way of changing things. He said, Master, it's too late. You might as well send them on home and get something to eat at McDonald's or Burger King or somewhere like that. Can I have another witness? And Jesus said, no, you don't have to send them home. Bring me what you got. Can somebody realize tonight, all we've got to do is bring what we've got. Praise God. Somebody might say, well, you've got to have this and you've got to have that. You've got to have an education. You've got to have this. No, you've got to bring yourself a living sacrifice. Praise God. And say, my God, I'll surrender my life to you. I'll let you do with me what you want to do. And I'll be that living sacrifice. Can I have a witness? Praise God, but so many times we get convinced that times have changed. There's a dark and dreary world out there. Let me tell you something. The world was evil and dreary back then. My God knows about what it's like to have perversion and things on every side. He knows all about those things. But I can tell you right now, he knows what it's like for somebody to bring what little dab we've got and say, my God, what I've got, I'll give to you. Praise God. Take it and use me. Because I can tell you right now, and I don't stand here saying I'm anybody come, but I can tell you right now, if you looked at me, you'd say, how in the world did God and why in the world did God call you to preach? I've asked that question too. But he did. It wasn't because I have an education. It wasn't because I'm a great speaker. And Sister Marty can witness it, sure not because I'm educated in being literature and being able to say things just right. Hello? You know why I did? I surrendered. I said, take what I got. Moses said, send my brother Aaron. He said, Moses, I want you. Moses said, I can't talk right. It doesn't matter. I can tell you right now, my God can take what we've got. It's time we realize we're serving a God of superabundance. We're serving a God. Amen. David said, my cup runneth over. How many can say it's time our cup begin to run over? It's time we have services, and I believe we're getting there, folks. It's time we have services that when we go home, we don't leave the way we came. I can tell you right now, when they walked up in the upper room and began to tarry there, like-minded, one accord, they had their minds, they had their hearts on what God said for them to do. And when they left out of there, they was a changed person. Now, can I step out a little bit farther? Not only were they changed, those that come in contact them were changed. Church, we're going to have to be the church that God wants us to be. We're going to have to be the Christian that God wants us to be, that when we step out, they can see there's something different about them. Anybody can get up and give a talk. Anybody can get up and claim there's something. But not anybody can step up in the midst of darkness and have something begin to rise up in them. Whew. Hallelujah, Sister Thelma. You're an inspiration to me, you and Brother Carl. Not anybody can just stand up and when it looks like everything's gone and all hope's gone and say, my God still lives. And realize and be able to slip their hands up in the midst of darkness and give God a praise. And realize, praise God, he's given us a superabundance. He's given us, praise God, well enough, just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But that's all God needs. David said, my cup runneth over. How about your cup? Bring what you got. Jesus said, boys, don't send them home. We got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There may come a time in your life, in my life, we have to walk by faith. There may come a time we have to pray for a little fish and a little loaf of bread. Can somebody say you still see buzzards flying around? Where am I going to with that? Elijah found himself at the brook of Cherith, and he was there being fed by the buzzards. Are you with me? They flew by and dropped off something to eat every day. He'd go down to the brook, take him a sip of water. The brook dried up and the ravens stopped flying. But you know what? God had a way. Can I tell you right now that he'll give you a superabundance if you'll just trust him? If you'll realize, listen to me, we need to be in a place that the power of the Holy Ghost moves in our lives on a daily basis. That doesn't just happen. Thank God for last Sunday night. I appreciate what the power of God done in here. But I can tell you right now, we need to step up and say, Lord, I want more. Anybody with me? It's time we realize that he stopped holding anything back from us if we just step out and say, God, give me what you've got. Hallelujah, somebody with me tonight. Hey, man, they just brought 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and look at that. He said there was 5,000 men there, and they were fed. They were full when they left. Oh, somebody praise in the night. Praise God. He said there wasn't just 5,000 men. That wasn't counting the children, and that wasn't counting the women. And they left out there with 12 baskets full. What kind of God are you serving tonight, church? I tell you who I'm serving. I'm serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm serving the God made my praise, my God, that went through Daniel and went with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There might come a time we're going to serve him like that. Whew. Hallelujah. He said, don't send them home. Can I tell you right now? Praise God. Amen. The devil tries to hinder. The devil will take lies. He will twist the truth. Are you with me tonight? But I'm here to tell you right now, it doesn't matter what he said, because there's no weapon formed against me going to prosper. Praise God. Anybody with me tonight in this service? Oh, you're too excited, preacher. Oh, no. I'm not near pumped up enough. Somebody call you and say you won $1 million, would you be excited? Probably. Can I scold us? If we're more excited about $1 million than we are Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, shame on us. Woo, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got the King of Kings, Lord of Lords in me. How about you tonight? I don't stand here by myself. I've always said this. When you take a child of the King that goes, and we got folks here went through cancer, had treatments, and I can tell you right now, when they begin to pump that stuff in them, whatever it might be, whether it's radiation or chemo, I can tell you right now, Sister Marty Terrell wasn't the average patient down there. Sister Tish Allen, Sister Geneva wasn't the average patient down there. They had something else on their side. Amen. They one time brought the 5 loaves. They one time brought the 2 fishes. And my God, can somebody say little as much in God's hands? Whew. Oh, he's going to send them home. The disciple said, send them home, Lord. Let them go get something to eat. He said, no, don't send them home. We got plenty here. Can somebody say we got plenty? Power of God's not diminished. We might have backed up from God. We might have got astray and begin to live a life we shouldn't live. But I can tell you right now, he's got his arms wide open, wanting us to come back, wanting us to surrender. Praise God. Wanting us to come back and say, I'll be what you want me to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bring them to me. He said, bring them to me. Bring them to me. Can I say tonight, it's time we bring it to him. It's time we say, my God, it doesn't matter what's going on in this world. It doesn't matter who's backsliding. It doesn't matter who's quit on God. Amen. I'm not quitting on God. Whew. It's time we preach it and believe it. It's time we get past Sunday and start living it on Monday. I had some of them was asking, William, how'd you make it after last Sunday? Did the devil fight you? He said, oh, a little bit, but I made it pretty good. Anybody with me? It's time we get past the Monday. It's time we begin to carry this on into Tuesday. It's time we realize the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy. And every time you get a blessing, there's going to be something rise up. How about it, somebody? There'll be something rise up to try to poke a hole in your balloon. But I got news for the devil. He might get me down today. And I tell you this, church, it's not the sin falling, it's the sin staying there. God didn't look down and say, oh my, you made a mistake. He looked down and say, you didn't fix it with me, and you stayed there. Whew. I want it fixed, don't you? What kind of God are you serving? Oh, you say, preacher, you're way too excited. And I tell you, I've been known, not as bad as some people, I've been known to get excited at a ball game a little bit. William scolded me bad. I had the camera up like this. I was in a bad spot to tape. I had the camera up like this, taping, playing them Berkman Panthers. Woo! Want to beat them every time we get a chance. I thought that'd stir somebody up. I'm up here like this. I'm taping. They steal the ball. They toss the ball. William steals the ball, passes it off, takes off. 10 seconds left, 25-footer in the air, and I see it. And as soon as it goes through the deal, I scream and turn the camera off. He didn't like the cameraman. He wanted me to get all the activities around. What happened after the shot? Well, what happened after the Holy Ghost came? What happened after the time you surrendered? What about the time when you got saved? What about the time when God delivered us? Are we still there? It doesn't matter where we started. It matters where we're at tonight. It doesn't matter how many messages I preach. It matters when God calls my number. Am I still trusting Him? Am I still surrendered? Am I still a king? Am I still a servant that God can trust? I want to be that servant, don't you? I can tell you right now, it doesn't matter who you are, young people, old people alike, our basket can be full. Our cup should be overflowing. Somebody ought to be able to drink out of our saucer. They ought to be able to feel something when we walk by. Why? Because the power of God is in our lives. Glory! Oh, that's too emotional, preacher. Stick around. You'll have 30 minutes of silence and it's going to break loose. I tell you right now, we're going to have us a time when we walk on streets of gold. You might be happy for 30 minutes of silence, but glory to God, I'm going to make me a sign up there. How about you? I can tell you right now, look back in the scriptures. The Ark of the Covenant had been gone because of sin had left the presence of Israel. Gone. Might as well throw this in real quick. It didn't work good for the ones that got it. I'll preach on that some other day. Because I can tell you this. The world can't contain God. They think they can stop the truth. But I got news for them. They will never, ever stop God. The devil come the closest he'd ever come when he had Jesus hemmed up and dead in a tomb. He'll not come any closer than that to stopping what my God's done. Ah, but somebody give him a praise tonight. On the third day, hallelujah, he rose again. He said, I'll send you back some help, boys. Don't let yourself be troubled. In John 14:1, he said, I'll send you back some help. Praise God. How many can say praise God for that help he sent back? All right. David found himself needing the presence of God back. Maybe you're here tonight and you need the presence of God back in your life. You need to have that joy. You need to have that step in your step. Praise God. You need to have that, praise God, that life back in your life like it should be. Anybody with me tonight? David found himself as the Ark of the Covenant representing the presence of God begin to come back to the camp. Ah, praise God. David had something to shout about. Hey, man, listen, church. My God wasn't scared by that. He recognized that David was gloriously praising Him. Whew. Anybody glad for His presence? The Shekinah glory cloud. I was asked the question the other day about being slain in the spirit. I said I hadn't really searched that out, but history will tell you that when the minister began to preach, the Shekinah glory cloud roll in that tabernacle. Woo, somebody. Hey, man, you run the reference on that. That means weighty. It would come in such a power that God would come into that tabernacle in such a way to read the scriptures that the minister couldn't stand to minister. Glory. Now, without putting a wet blanket on this, I'm not too concerned. It's not really the top of my list. Somebody laying hands on me and falling out in the spirit. But I can tell you this, God can use people. Are you with me? But it ain't nothing like having God hit you like that.
Glory.
Super abundance is what our God is. Bring them to me. What he said. Bring it to me. Those little five loaves and those two little fish. Now, can you imagine? I can just imagine how I'd be carrying the five loaves. I'd probably be the one carrying the fish, I guess. Bringing them up to him. Looking across the crowd of could be at a minimum of 15,000 people. Just do the math. Those 5,000 men had one wife, one child. That's 15,000. See, I told you I couldn't speak. One children's. That's 15,000. And they all left full. Not only did they leave full, they left with five extra baskets. And they were full. You tell me 12 extra baskets. You tell me that God can't do anything. He can. And he will. Bring them to him. They did eat, and they were filled, and they took up the fragments. 12 baskets over. You know what that means? Let's flip this over to the spiritual side. Like it or not, God's a spirit. Some folks don't like spiritual stuff. I don't know how you get out of that when Paul said, if you're going to worship me, you got to worship me in spirit and in truth. Oh, well, this is a spiritual walk. This is a heart change that only God can do. Are you with me? But praise God. Let's flip this around to our spiritual walk. I can tell you right now, when we bring ourselves to him and we surrender all, I can tell you right now, you can't tell and you can't imagine what God can do. How about it today? You say, preacher, God can't do that. I can tell you right now, my God can take a drug addict if they will surrender and come to him and set them free. Are you with me? He can take somebody that can't speak, can't talk, and they just surrender. He can take them and put an anointing upon their lives. As he began in the days of old, he poured that oil upon them. How many can say right now, I'm thankful that my God, he anoints us with the Holy Ghost in such a way. Amen. How many knows the anointing destroys the yokes of bondage? There's nothing out there can stop us if we walk in the Spirit of God. He said, if you walk in the Spirit, you won't feel full of lust of the flesh. Whoo, I can get out there and meddle on that, couldn't I? If you don't put it in, it won't come out. Did you get that? If you don't put him in, it won't come out. There's one thing that's the world you can't do for very long. I'll say this. You can't fake the truth. That's right. Hallelujah. How many believes God can still move? Hallelujah. Now let's get this straight real quick. You don't have to act like me. You don't have to preach like me. You don't have to do a lot of things like that. You got to be born again. Let's go back to Psalms, taste and see. Step out there and surrender and see what God will do for you. I tell you what he won't do. He's a gentleman. Holy Ghost, a gentleman. He won't make you do one thing you don't want to do. Anybody been there? You don't want a supernatural move of God in your life, you won't have it. That's simple. No more than he'll take you by the seat of the pants and the nape of the neck, like I would like to do sometimes, and throw us into the altar and say, get saved, boy. Get saved, girl. He won't do that. But I tell you what he will do. When we step up and we do a little bit of James 4 and 7, he said, praise God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. So we start moving close to God. He starts moving close to us. And that superabundance, that overflow, that drink from your saucer walk with God. Hey, man, how many is with me tonight? It's time we have that kind of walk. It's time we're like Brother Bobby. When we get to work, they can look at us and say, man, you've been somewhere. What's going on with you? They've been something happening. That's because God's moving. Stand with me if you would. I believe I could preach on this all night. Hallelujah. Musicians, come on. Come on, musicians. Scripture says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Praise God. We're going to pray. Open up this altar. Whatever needs you've got, bring it. You want to be in a position that God just overflows in your life? Come on down. You need the Holy Ghost to dwell in your life like you've never had before and surrender all? Come on down. You got a physical need? Come on down. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your anointing in this place. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Father, you know every need in this place tonight. Maybe there's one here that doesn't know you, walking astray. Father, we pray right now that you will tug at their heartstrings. They would surrender to you tonight and receive you as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Maybe somebody here walking in a place that they feel like you're not around. Lord, we know that your word says if we'll draw nigh, you'll draw nigh. We pray, Lord, tonight, move in this mist in this service tonight. As I begin to sing.